Our first School of Jazz studio session as KNKX. It's a collegiate affair from the jazzy campus of Pacific Lutheran University in South Tacoma. It's 3:22. Brandon Lee Searley is the graduate. He's playing saxophone. We also have current students, Elliot Turner on guitar, Mark Harper at the bass, Thomas Horn behind the drum kit. Please help me welcome 3:22.
Thank you.
live in the studios on 88.5 KNKX, a School of Jazz studio session today with members of the Pacific Lutheran University Jazz Gang. Again, introducing the band, Brandon Lee Searley on saxophone. That was the alto. We brought his tenor along too, so stick around. Elliot Turner guitar, Mark Harper bass, Thomas Horn at the drums. And Brandon Lee, I guess there is also a fifth 322?
Yes, he couldn't make it today. He's doing, I think he's composing one of the piece for the PLU choir, Joss Bozich. He plays bass usually. Mark plays keyboard, but he's talented, so he plays too.
We'll be happy with what we get today. And speaking of composers, who wrote that tune and what's it called?
That last tune was written by Mark Harper, and that was called High and Mighty.
Fantastic. Now, tell me a little bit about how this group came together. This is not an officially sanctioned university group. Brandon Lee, we should go back further to the other than that and talk about one of your fellow bandmates, your childhood together.
Yes. So this band has seen a lot of changes throughout the years. I actually went to junior high and high school with Elliot Turner, mm-hmm. and we've been playing music since. And back my senior year, his junior year, we started like a big band kind of thing. And throughout the years, we just figured out we wanted to play with a bunch of people, so we would just keep cutting it down because it's hard to find gigs with a big orchestra that we had.
Right.
So we just cut it down, and then we had another keyboard player, phenomenal player, my freshman year, but he graduated, and then Mark came along, and so he was just like, hey, man, you can play, so let's get a group together and go play. So I've been there since.
Now, for our School of Jazz fans and listeners and the teenagers out there, I would love to know how college jazz education differs from the high school jazz education. Elliot, what are you learning in college jazz band compared to high school?
Well, I think one of the main differences between college and high school jazz band is, like, in high school, people are still trying to get a hold of feel and stuff like that, and that's totally fine. We all start from different places. I think once you get to college, though, it's like it's really about making sure it's tight and that all your parts are ready when you get there to the rehearsals. But then once you get in the rehearsals, that's when you really get the ensemble figures together. And I'm really happy to be a part of a great jazz band program at PLU with Dr. Deacon Joyner, our instructor. So really, really learned a lot over the last few years. Yeah.
Yeah,
I got great players here too, so yeah.
There's a great musical tradition at PLU down in Tacoma, but I wonder if there are musics outside of jazz that inspire this band, that help define how this group sounds. Brandon Lee or Elliot?
Yeah, for sure. One thing that we're trying to do right now, and which is big in the music industry right now, is combining kind of a hip-hop kind of feel with jazz. Definitely for me, there's Robert Glasper Experiment, which is a big group that's making a big splash out there, along with this phenomenal player Braxton Cook out in New York. I take lessons with him actually, and he's a phenomenal player. He's killing it out there. So we have a bunch of different influences. I know Thomas back there, he loves the metal scene, so Argus Burns Red, and so he brings that to his playing too. And I know Mark's Christian McBride, Chick Corea, all that. So it's, we just kind of cultivate all that together and just try to find our own sound. So
all right, 322 here are going to show off a little bit more of their sound. Introduce this next song. Who wrote this and what's it called?
Yeah, this next tune, we're going to slow things down just a little bit. This was actually written by myself and Elliot Turner, and this is called Writer's Block. Thank you.
22 live in the studios on the new 88.5 KNKX. That's Brandon Lee Searley on sax, Elliot Turner guitar, Mark Harper bass, and Thomas Horn behind the drums. You can track them down on the Facebook machine. 322 Jazz is probably where you want to go to find them there. They also have a SoundCloud page. Brandon Lee, I'd like to talk about, we've heard a couple of original compositions, but I wonder if you still find value in the jazz standards.
Oh, definitely, for sure. You know, that we play a lot of standards, and it's good to, you know, shed those changes, and it helps you get comfortable, you know, around your horn, and it takes us back to that tradition of jazz. Like, one of our favorites is, we play Night Has a Thousand Eyes by John Coltrane, and that's definitely one of our favorite tunes to play, just because you can just dig in and, you know, take ourselves back to where everything started. So,
very cool. And moving on from where they left off, Elliot, I wanted to talk to you about composing material for this band, and I wonder how that works. We're gonna get Mark in on the fun too. So feel free to hop in on this one. But how does the composing work for the band? Does everybody bring in their own ideas, or is it more in the practice room tossing ideas back and forth?
I think most of our composing for this band, at least, a lot of it is like in the practice room. And what we'll do is we'll come up with some changes, you know, usually melody and changes, and then like bring it in front of the band. However, some of our charts, like Fifth and Roy and Writer's Block and a few others, like we've been able to collaborate on, which is always a really cool experience. And I've just kind of come to the conclusion that there really isn't one way to compose. There's always like a lot of different methods. So, I mean, really isn't one better than the other, but that's just kind of what we've worked with.
Yeah, that's a good point to make. Mark Harper, bass.com is where you can find him online, find out more about Mark, and I think that's a great way to get yourself out there, do a little bit of self-promotion. And I wanted to ask you about hustling for gigs. Now, you've got the gang at school, you play around in 322, the room where you practice and work out, but what about getting gigs? How do you hustle the live music?
Man, you just gotta be at shows. Like, really, I feel like the biggest part of it is just being there and showing a face, just showing up and not even like actively promoting yourself. Like, no one really likes anybody in their face, you know. so just like being there, making a presence, letting people know that you do play, letting them kind of find you at the same time, and then you know, everyone that's young obviously needs someone to kind of like lead the path. So finding a cat in town that like knows what they're doing, is on the scene, and is able to kind of inculcate you into the process, you know. So that's really the biggest part, is just showing up, making a face, you know, and definitely having someone that can also help show your face around as well.
Have you found that in Tacoma? I mean, Tacoma hasn't been in historically a great place for young jazz people to play, but it's getting there.
For me, like, having mentors at school and knowing their connections, definitely the jazz director, you know, David Jekin Joyner, has been able to take, you know, quite a few of us under his wing with him and kind of throw the eggs out and see if they hatch in the sky. So that's probably the best way, you know, just find someone that you can jive with.
Right on. We're jiving with 322 live in the studios on KNKX this afternoon. And we've got time for one more tune. Brandon Lee, what is this one called and who wrote it?
So this one's actually called Fifth and Roy. Little just backstory real quick. We were actually at
That's
Seattle Jazz
Street.
Experience. Yeah, exactly. We were at Seattle Jazz Experience, myself, Elliot, and our bass player, Josh, and we were supposed to do homework, but we kind of blew that off and decided to write a tune. But we were staying over at the hotel on Fifth and Roy, so we were just like, hey, why don't we call it Fifth and Roy? I mean, that's where it started. So this is Fifth and Roy. This was written by myself, Elliot, and Josh. Hope you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
22 live on the new 88.5 KNKX.